USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least a half dozen people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting the White House tomorrow to speak with President Biden. Talks while he's in town include the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson. GOP Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio praised Ukrainians for fighting bravely, but quickly added that only negotiations would end the war. Vance included that Ukraine will need to give up some land to Russia in order to end that war. Senator Vance added that the notion of Russian President Vladimir Putin invading NATO alliance countries, he called it a scare tactic to justify sending more money to Ukraine. An African-American woman is alleged to have poured gasoline all over the front porch of the house where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta, Georgia. The event happened last Thursday afternoon, but Utah visitors quickly saved it, standing in her way when she tried to bring a lighter onto the porch. When the woman tried to leave the scene, two visiting New York Police Department officers apprehended her until Atlanta police arrived. The suspect is 26-year-old Lanisha Henderson, a decorated veteran and surface warfare specialist in the U.S. Navy. Bronny James is back playing basketball yesterday. The University of Southern California freshman is the son of basketball player LeBron James. A little over 4 months ago, the younger James suffered a heart attack. 19-year-old James came off the bench and scored 4 points, three rebounds, in an overtime loss to Long Beach State. USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63, which is down 11 cents from last week. Texas is among 21 states under $3 a gallon, although the national average is at $3.16. California drivers are paying the highest prices, with unleaded regular averaging $4.72 a gallon. I'm Skip Kelly.
Slowly but surely, the race for the White House is heating up, Laura Winters explains.
To the 2024 race for the White House, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Trump beating President Biden 47% to 43% if the election were held today. Biden busy campaigning in California, the state where his son Hunter is facing nine new tax charges, including three felonies and six misdemeanors. The feds say Hunter made $7 million, the majority of the money from and didn't pay taxes on it.
Things are different at Dollar General stores.
CEO Todd Vasos mentioned during an earnings call that the company had leaned excessively on self-checkout systems in stores. Reports from Retail Dive indicate that Dollar General heavily invested in this technology in 2022, installing it in over half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Presently, the stores are reallocating workers to man the checkout counters. Vasos highlights that this shift aids sales by fostering human interaction and reducing wait times at the counters. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.